4 AAE mobile. 4 AAE WB4ZBH, also mobile. Good afternoon, Steven.
4ZPH, this is KR4 AAE. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing over there?
Well, I guess I should have said stationary mobile. Just stuck behind a light, but doing all right. How about yourself? It seems like a nice day outside. It's a shame I spent most of it inside.
Same. It was a shame that I had to spend most of it inside, except the last 30 minutes as I was talking to the neighbors. But yeah, I'm stuck at a light as well. Go on forever.
I guess I'll trade a couple nice days inside for bad days outside, so I guess everything has a bright side. And the smoke doesn't seem as bad today as it did Tuesday. Man, Tuesday when I was going home, it looked like I was driving into the smoke almost. So hopefully they can get things squared away and under control up on the mountain.
I copy that. I agree. I hope they can get the stuff under control up there. Yeah, it was pretty bad yesterday. I went for a bike ride in the smoke up on Terrace Mountain here in Greenville, and when I came back down the mountain and got home, it had just goofed with my eyes. Eyes were all dried up and a little hacking, a little coughing. I said that wasn't a good idea, but it's good to see that it's not as smoky down here. However, I do see it kind of making its way down here a little bit.
I'm sure it was a little bit uncomfortable up there. You got the combination of pollen and smoke. Were you on the mountain bike trails on Paris Mountain?
Negative. I was not. I was on the road bike going up Altamont. We were supposed to ride with the group, but they canceled due to smoke and pollen. So I said, well, we're here. Let's just go anyways. So it was me and one other guy, and we just kind of did our own thing and just rode and had a great time.
That was good exercise, too. That's a good thing when you can get outside and enjoy yourself and get some exercise out of it. But I was thinking, I saw some videos in the past where some guys were doing a bike race, and some local hams had helped to cover the bike race, and they ran a net, had a little net control set up, and just kind of reporting back on the safety of the bikers. But the neat part on the whole thing was that they had a ham that would ride up to the front of the pack and the back of the pack and report back to net control. But he also ran an HT on his bike, and he had a little antenna that he had attached to the rear of the bike, and he was running APRS. And so by tracking his location, they could get a feel for where the bike racers were at along the path. So that was pretty neat.
That is a genius idea. I wonder if anybody here has thought about that, because I know there's some organized bike rides that go up into some very remote parts, like the assault on Mount Mitchell. Starts in Spartanburg and goes up to the top of Mount Mitchell on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and there's no cell service on some of those roads / all of those roads. And the only way you can communicate is HF or radio. I have to think about that one. I have to bring that up for the next meeting if there is any need for that on the bike race, on the bike ride realm.
Sound like a pretty, and it appeared like in the video, it was a very useful application for APRS. And so I thought I'd mention that. If you ride bikes a lot, if you got an HT with Senate and your APERS, you know, your call sign set up for APERS, that'd be pretty neat to see, you know, especially if you have someone back home not out there with you and you want them to know that you're safe and that everything's okay out on the road or on the bike trails. So yeah, I thought I'd mention that. Thought it was pretty neat. And you're right about the assault on Mount Mitchell. I think the for many years, I guess they still do, the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club, the one there in Tryon, Columbus area, they used to run a net to kind of cover that race.
Copy that. Yeah, there were two clubs that would do it, or one or two clubs that would get together and do that, and I saw them down there running a net on the bottom of Blue Ridge Parkway. But yeah, that's a good idea. Oh man, that means I gotta buy another radio. Oh, drat, here we go again.
The possibilities are endless. I have a Yaesu FT5D that I just recently got. It was my birthday gift to myself, and I set APERS up on it, and it performs pretty well. And I also set it up in my vehicle, APERS, so it's pretty neat. And if you go online to APERS.fi, you can see the map, and you can see where other stations are, and you can kind of see where you've been. So it's pretty neat little application of ham radio.
That gave me another good idea for a very large organized ride coming up in July and keeping track of everybody. I'm going to write that one down and look into that. That would be very helpful for that ride. 54ZPH is still out there.
WB4ZPH. I think I dropped down into a hole, but I'm back out of it, I think.
I was wondering, I was like, where did Nate go? He was there, but now he wasn't. But glad you're back. I gotta get out of the car here in a minute. Go pick the kid up and go have dinner at my mom's house. So I'll say 73 to you for right now. It's been great talking to you. I'll be clear on your final. This is KR4AAE for WB4ZPH.
Steven, that's impeccable timing. I just parked in the driveway here at home, so I'll be stepping aside as well. Nice to catch you on the radio. Hope you enjoy dinner this evening. KR4AAE from WB4ZPH.